Welcome to the Cost Segregation Authority series from My Cost Segregation. This episode covers the American Jobs Creation Act of 2004, a statute from the United States Congress. Let me explain what this law did. The American Jobs Creation Act of 2004 was a big tax bill. Most of it dealt with corporate taxes, foreign sales rules, and manufacturing deductions. But one small part, Section 337, focused on bonus depreciation rules under Section 168 of the tax code. This section made technical fixes to keep the rules clear and consistent. Section 337 updated two parts of the law, 168, subsection K, paragraph 2, and 168, subsection K, paragraph 4. These changes fixed references in the code so other parts worked together smoothly. For example, if a law mentioned one rule but linked to the wrong section, this statute corrected it. The law also added a special rule for certain aircraft. Some planes had been ordered before. Bonus depreciation started but couldn't be delivered on time. The original deadline would have made them miss the bonus window. Section 337 gave these aircraft a longer placed in service period. This let owners still claim the bonus if they delivered the planes later. Why does this matter for cost segregation? Bonus depreciation under Section 168 subsection K started in 2002. By 2004, Congress was already fixing small errors to keep the system working. Section 337 shows how lawmakers keep the tax code precise. If one part of the law changes, other parts must change too to avoid confusion. This law did not change the bonus rate. The 50% bonus from earlier law stayed the same. No new categories of property qualified for bonus depreciation. Only technical fixes were made. In a cost segregation study, this statute appears as background context. If your property was placed in service between 2003 and 2004, the rules in your study follow the version of the law updated by this act. It confirms that Congress actively maintained the bonus framework and cared about accuracy. What does this law not do? It does not let new property qualify for bonus depreciation. Only property that already met the rules could use the bonus. It also does not affect property placed in service after the bonus window closed. The changes were narrow and technical. Thanks for listening to the Cost Segregation Authority series. To see how your property's assets were classified under the law, review the legal section of your report.